For today's GeoQuiz, we want you to name a city in the Middle East. It's the capital of a small country whose flag features a cedar tree. The city's official seal does too. In just a bit, we're going to hear the music of a band that goes by the same name as this Middle Eastern capital. The group's leader admits he's got a thing for city names.
I have always inexplicably had this kind of idle fascination with city names as a kind of poetry to me. Growing up, I used to paint city names on my wall. I used to paint them on my bike. Part of this comes from my fascination with maps, and so I hang these above my computer when I'm writing songs.
So which Mideast hotspot is his band named after? The answer is just around the corner in our global hit. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Beirut is the name of the indie rock band you're about to hear. They're not based in Lebanon, as the name might imply. They hail from Santa Fe, New Mexico. But there is a certain globalness to the band. Their brass sound has its roots in the Balkans, and the names of cities around the world help inform and inspire Beirut. Here's the song Bratislava, after the capital of Slovakia. Zach Condon is founder and leader of Beirut. I asked him about his focus on Balkan music. He told me he's visited the Balkans, but he was exposed to music from the region even before that.
The funny thing is I originally heard a lot of this music, this Balkan music, from films. I was working at a movie theater, and so I was hearing a lot of Balkan music from Amir Costa Rica films, and growing up as a trumpet player, I just could not believe what I was hearing. Eventually, when I made it over to Europe, I knew what to look for.
And was it kind of a starting point for you that obviously there's got to be other unexpected and amazing sounds from around the world, or had you already cottoned on to those?
Well, no, that was definitely a starting point. I've quickly fallen in love with brass all over the world. What I've come to realize is that it's a very unique instrument. It's a very bittersweet, melancholy, beautiful instrument.
Trumpet or brass in general?
Brass in general. It has a way of wailing. Every instrument obviously has its own character, but this one I feel particularly drawn to. Anything from Sicilian funeral procession music to, you know, Mexican brass, which I worked with as well. It all has the same characteristic in it, and there's this similar thread that kind of unites it across the entire world, and I find that really fascinating.
Tell me about Beirut's popularity in Brazil. I mean, things happen in the most unexpected ways these days, don't they?
Yeah, that was quite a shock, actually. I had given a song to a TV series, and
what was the TV series about?
It was called Capitu, and it was a mini-series. I think they use Elephant Gun in the opening kind of credit sequence.
That's an early track of yours from both an EP and a full release.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know, it just blew up. I remember our inboxes were filled, literally the next day, saying, you need to get down here, there's something going on. And it just escalated from there.
And now there's a musical style in Brazil known as Beirutando, in which there are Beirut-associated instruments, even tunings. I mean, that's a pretty impressive legacy in such a short time.
You know, I wonder sometimes if they did that because they were like, these kids aren't coming to Brazil, we might as well do it ourselves.
But you did go, right?
We did, and it was amazing.
So you've got this following in Brazil. You've got a jazz influence, a Balkan influence. Why the name Beirut? Where does the Lebanese capital come into the picture?
It's not political. It's nothing like that. I really have always inexplicably had this kind of idle fascination with city names, just as almost as a kind of poetry to me. Growing up, I used to paint city names on my wall. I used to paint them on my bike.
Cities from all
really
over the
excited.
World.
Yeah, just the names. And part of this comes from my fascination with maps. And so I hang these above my computer when I'm writing songs.
Well, you continue the tradition on the new album, Riptide. The band brings out some lush arrangements and instant anthems like the tune Santa Fe, another place name. And there are others as well, East Harlem, Goshen, Payne's Bay. Let me ask you about East Harlem, which has a line, "Another rose wilts in East Harlem," which feels like a sorrowful antidote to Benny King's tune Spanish Harlem, in which a rose blooms in Spanish Harlem. Is East Harlem your song a sad song?
Not necessarily, but actually the Benny King reference is spot on. I had just moved to New York, and I was at the time obsessed, head over heels in love with doo-wop, and also in love with my new surroundings. Mm. And I don't know, it's funny, things come out more melancholy than I imagine them in my head sometimes.
Maybe it's the brass.
Maybe it's the brass, yeah.
You seem organically drawn to sounds and styles from around the globe, and it strikes me that against the backdrop of the vast majority of American pop music, you're in a kind of a rarefied position. I'm just wondering why you think American musicians typically don't go looking for unfamiliar sounds to riff off of.
Depending on where you're from, I think it might be actually a little bit frowned upon, actually.
Yeah, why do you think that is? I mean, not just odd to do, but also kind of almost discouraged.
I think there's a confusion in our culture as to what our culture actually is in America. What is ours and what is taken. And so it's frowned upon to take, but it also feels like we haven't really made much yet in some way. Like there's no, when we're stacked up against these countries with years and years and, well, thousands of years of tradition and culture, I think that we feel a little bit intimidated. Mm. So I think that there's a bit of a Napoleon complex there that basically says, well, then fine, we won't take anything. We're doing fine by ourselves, and that's great. But it just never really suited me, who, I don't know, I feel like I spent my entire life with my ear to the ground, just fascinated with what was going on around me, outside of the country as well. That's as far as I've gotten on that train of thought.
And with some pretty fascinating and impressive results. The new album is called Riptide. Zach Condon with the band Beirut. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And as you might have guessed by now, the answer to our geo quiz today is Beirut, as in the capital of Lebanon.